Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, Corey did a great job in the first hour of the show talking about investment opportunities that he and I really both believe in. And I'm doing also everything I can to make you aware of just how great America is and the potential that we have to become even greater. I have a guest on the show right now that one of the publicists who I work with sent me some information on earlier in the week. His name is Don Buckner. Let me just tell you a little bit about Don. Number one, he's an entrepreneur, and his patriotic plan began in 1998, just a few years ago. He attempted to find several American-made products online, but was unable to do so. And so he got very, very frustrated, took matters into his own hands, purchasing the domain madeintheusa.com. The website has served as a directory resource connecting patriotic consumers to more than 300,000 American-made manufacturers. Before I turn you loose, Don, I want to just say one thing. You know, I tried like hell at one point when my daughter got married to find a pair of J&M Johnson & Murphy shoes that were made in the United States. It was almost impossible. The shoes that were made in the United States, Johnson & Murphy had to sell for $350 a pair. The salesman in the Johnson & Murphy store told me to go to the outlet mall, and he said you can get the ones that we make in Mexico that are just the same for $150. Well, let me tell you, I made a big mistake, Don. I bought the ones for 150 beans, and let me tell you, they are not Johnson & Murphy shoes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, and the company that you started, which was given many awards in the U.S. as being one of the fastest-growing privately held companies in the country. Talk about that, would you, Don?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So started a manufacturing company in my garage back in 1994. Developed a product, developed a process. The name of the company wound up being Vactron Equipment. That was the brand that we sold, Vactron Equipment, under American Manufacturing brand. And started very meager beginnings, and the company grew very quickly. We were very blessed. Grew the company to be about a $50 million a year company, 100 employees or so, and recently sold that company to a billion-dollar organization. And now I'm taking those resources, and during that process, obviously, I learned about U.S. manufacturing in a really big way. The challenges that you spoke about, finding products that are made in this country, and obviously during that period we had what I call the free trade experiment, which is a lot of companies offshored their production, and we lost, devastated thousands of communities in this country, and millions, 4 million jobs actually were lost in this country during that period of time. And, so anyway, that's kind of how we got started.
You know, it's interesting to me that the American public doesn't realize just how important what you're talking about is. You go hand in hand. I don't know where your political loyalties lie, but I got to tell you, you go hand in hand with what our president is saying. Very definitely a nationalist. And I have to tell you, I, too, am a nationalist in a big sense, only because I care about my fellow Americans, Don. I really, really do. I hate to see the amount of homeless that we have out there right now. I hate to see the amount of begging that we have on the streets right now. And you know what? If we could get more industry, as the president, I believe, wants, back in the United States, a lot of those symptoms of what I would say ill-doing would leave our country. Any comments on that, Don?
Sure. A little bit of history of how it all came to be. I started buying domains, madeinamerica.com, madeinusa.com, and some others, that back in 1998. Mm-hmm. And what I saw was 20 senior senators all at one time decided to retire.
Yep.
And I said, okay, something's up. And sure enough, at Christmas, they gave China, in 1998, temporary most favored trade status. So that was temporary. Well, at the end of President Clinton's reign there in 2000, one of his last acts was to give China permanent most favored trade status.
That's right.
And what that did was it eliminated the tariffs that had literally been in place for the last 100 years or so that were protection for U.S. manufacturing. Once you, the tariffs are a level the playing field, because as you know, U.S. manufacturers have much higher costs of doing business, from paying a fair wage, insurance, taxes, and on and on and on, OSHA regulations to comply with. And consequently, that gave license to many multinational companies to take their production offshore outside the United States and then resell their product back into the country, all without having to deal with taxes and insurance and regulations, pay a fair wage, and all those things. And so they took all those jobs offshore, and that was the beginning of the free trade experiment. And we now learned and now see that that experiment was a complete failure. And so we're in the process of trying to, as you know, as you mentioned, the administration is currently trying to what I call reinstate mm-hmm. those tariffs that were in place, put them back in place so that the U.S. manufacturing, which is the backbone of our economy, any economy, any country must have a foundation of manufacturing.
That's right.
Without manufacturing, you have no sovereignty whatsoever. Everybody controls your sovereignty. In fact, our sovereignty is actually in jeopardy because 80%, for instance, 80% of our pharmaceuticals are no longer made in this country. So there's no antibiotics made in this country. 97% of our clothes are no longer made here. Our electronics are no longer made here. So if they wanted to get crazy about it and decide not to send us those items, in about a year from now, we'd be naked, we'd be sick, and we would not be able to communicate. So literally, we'd be back into caveman days quickly.
John, can I interrupt you just for a second? What's sure. even more frightening to me than if they just decided not to send them to us anymore is, do you have any idea, and I'm sure you know the answer to this question, so let me ask this to our listeners. Do you guys have any idea how dangerous it is to have virtually all of your prescription drugs manufactured in China? They could bring this country to its very knees if they wanted to do that. Any comments on that, Don?
Not without having somebody show up and knock on my door, but you are absolutely correct in your statement. We have literally put our health and our well-being in the hands of a foreign country that actually wants to dominate us, and it's a very scary scenario that we should pay attention to. There's a book written by a lady named Rosemary Gibson called China RX, and she spent 8 or 9 years
I've read her,
research.
Yes.
And that is a book that everybody needs to read. And if we need, a couple things need to happen. We need to get country of origin on our prescription bottles. That needs to be one of the things that needs to happen so we understand where our pharmaceuticals come from. And if we knew that, we would, as consumers, demand that those products be made in this country. So what happened was the Chinese as a whole, they started dumping their pharmaceuticals into this country to the point that U.S. competitors could not, U.S. manufacturers could not compete, consequently putting them out of business. And so that's the state of affairs currently. And there are still folks in this country that want to build pharmaceuticals here, but they just don't have, there's no customer base. So what's happening is there's a movement within the VA and within several hospital organizations to put together a buyer's group that, and maybe they even invest in the manufacturing side.
Mr. Buckner, I just have to interrupt you for a second. Our stations have to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Buckner, one of the most interesting patriots I have ever spoken with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, back with Mr. Don Buckner, one of the great patriots currently living in the United States right now. You know, Don corrected me during the commercial break on a mistake that I made. I refer to his site as MakeAmericaGreat.com. Don's site is MadeInAmerica.com, and I really want to make that clear. We're going to put Don's site and the information included on that site up on our website webpage along with this particular interview. Don, I have a question for you. Talk a little bit about what's going on in terms of the danger prescribed, the danger that comes around prescriptions being manufactured in a country that basically is, truly is our enemy. Now, let me ask you this from an economic standpoint. The globalists right now consist of a number of very powerful people. Jeff Bezos, billionaire. Bill Gates, bazillionaire. They're all making dollars with every check they get simply because their manufacturing costs are so low, because they have outsourced virtually everything. You know, Mr. Buckner, I just finished reading a book called Shoe Dog. He admitted in the book Shoe Dog, Phil Knight, he admitted in the book that he could not have founded Nike if it weren't for the Asian countries where he outsourced every single bit of his manufacturing. How is the American public supposed to compete with guys like Bezos, Gates, and people like Phil Knight? Got an answer to that, sir?
It all comes back to us as consumers, what we decide to do with our dollars. So if we... This is the MadeInAmerica.org side, which I was talking to you about earlier, but not to confuse things, but educating consumers the importance of how they spend their dollars. If we decide to buy American-made products together collectively, the price of U.S.-made goods would come down because of the volume that, of the product that's produced. So we have to, as consumers, seek out, search out, and purchase U.S.-made products so we can keep those dollars in this country. Mm-hmm. The more dollars we keep in this country, the richer we will feel, and consequently, the price of product will come down.
I happen to agree 1,000% with you on that one, but, you know, how the hell are you supposed to compete? Pardon me for using that word, but how are we supposed to compete with, I would have to say, the entire liberal population of this country, who really are 100% behind globalism, and effectively, I mean, they've taken this thing to the point where there is a possibility, albeit a minor possibility, that our president, who is very definitely a nationalist, may be impeached. Any comment on that?
We try and stay away from politics.
I know, I realize that. I'm just saying, how the hell do we compete with people like that?
Well, the answer is there's two ways to change consumer behavior. One is through tariffs, which is you raise the price of the imported product. That is how you change consumer behavior. The other way to change consumer behavior is through the education, which I mentioned previously, is to help people understand the importance of buying an American-made product. We like to say the power of change is in our pockets, and we just have to make sure we understand that power and how to use that power.
I have to agree with you 100%, Mr. Buckner. Make that 1,000%. I agree with you completely. I am very, very concerned as to where our country is going to go, the environment that my grandchildren will be living in a few years in the future, if what you are talking about, sir, does not occur. Any comments on that one? And that's definitely not political.
You know, the future of this country is definitely at stake, and money, while it's referred to as the root of all evil, it is also the solution. So you have to utilize and teach people that the number one valuable asset on this planet is the U.S. consumer base. And what's happened is the multinational companies have figured that out, and they figured out how to tap that U.S. consumer base and actually pull the wealth out of that U.S. consumer base, and that's what's been happening for the last 20 years.
That's right.
Well, we have to figure out how to keep that resource, that number one valuable asset on the planet, because if the U.S. consumer base stops spending money, the world economy collapses, just period. And so we have to understand that we must keep those dollars inside this country to protect the sovereignty of this country. And it's more than just buying that cheap product. I liken it to being addicted to opioids. We are addicted just like that to cheap imported products. And many of those products, as you already know, wind up in the landfill. So there's an environmental twist to this in that if you buy a U.S.-made product, because of the regulations we have and because of all the environmental protections that the United States have, which other countries do not have, there's an environmental twist to being able to buy an American-made product that is environmental friendly. Mm-hmm. On top of the human abuses that are taking place around the globe, literally as almost slave labor,
right,
putting these people to work and having them work under horrible conditions for almost nothing. And so the liberal side of things that you were talking about, those two things definitely appeal to them, whether it's save the earth and the humanitarian side of it, outside of just the dollars and protecting this country.
Well, a book that I read on a regular basis, and I know this is probably a subject you don't want to address, and so I'm just going to give my personal opinion. As it says in the Bible, life would be so much simpler if people just realize you cannot serve both God and money. And my philosophy in a long time is very simple. If America just centered itself around the principles fallen in the New and Old Testament, we would be in a lot better shape than we are in right now. I just want to say one thing, Mr. Buckner, and that is I respect you for doing what you're doing, and I think that virtually all of our listeners are going to give you all kinds of accolades on our blog this particular weekend. When it comes out, I want to wish you all the best of luck in the world, sir. And you are doing something that I wish more and more people would do. I'm going to give you the final word, sir. Any final word on madeinamerica.org?
.org and .com.
Yeah.
But the .com side is basically a trade show. So we're putting on, last year in Indy, we just had, in October, we had our first ever, and we had 270 manufacturers show up and show their products, all shapes, all sizes, from all parts of the country. This year, we're set up to go in Detroit. So if anybody knows a manufacturer, works for a manufacturer, or owns a manufacturing company, we'd love to have you come be part of this community that we're building. This is a grassroots organization, and U.S. manufacturers have to be behind it. There's several initiatives that we have to get moving. Love to have you come.
I would love to do that, sir. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. President Trump touts record military spending and the formation of the Space Force as he signs a $338 billion Pentagon budget.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, while availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information than this may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, second half of KER Politics. I have Lieutenant Colonel McKinney, retired, on the line with me right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the news that broke on Thursday night, Thursday evening. I was up late watching everything that was going on. I broke tradition, got up again early Monday morning to see if any changes had taken place. No changes had taken place. Jimmy, I got to ask you, I don't understand what the Democrats are doing. On the surface, it appears that this is a miracle for Donald Trump's reelection, but I can't believe the Democrats are that stupid. What shoe could drop, in your opinion?
I'm not sure what shoe could drop, but I'm sure they think they've got another one, or they're going to try to find another one to push this out. I think the strategy here is confused. I think they want to drag it out through the holidays as much as they can. Because
why?
People,
what's the purpose?
Well, the only thing that I can think of is that they are trying to basically get the public to forget about it. To forget that they just impeached the president in the House, and that it was a completely partisan event, that they actually lost Democratic votes. And, I mean, at this point, I think they're making it up as they go. I truly believe, and I think there's evidence to back me up, that Adam Schiff had, he hired in his impeachment investigations, He hired former national security staffers that had actually worked in the Trump administration, that had connections with this Eric Chiaramella, the CIA analyst that did that was the whistleblower. And I firmly believe they concocted a plan, his staff, with Chiaramella, that they thought was going to be foolproof to get justification to get this president impeached. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, they made the accusations. They believed that that President Trump would do exactly what Obama did, use executive privilege to protect himself, and they can drag this out and create the impression that he was trying to obstruct justice and that he was covering something up, very similar to the Nixon campaign or the Clinton impeachment exercise.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, I wonder if the Democrats were unaware the information that was going to come out on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, because I didn't watch the debate last night. I was too busy getting up to speed, totally up to speed on what's going on right here. But I have to tell you, my opinion right now as an intelligent, politically savvy individual is I think Joe Biden, I think a lot of people will respect him for the fact that he tried to save his son's behind, but the fact that his son obviously does have problems, but the fact of the matter is you cannot dispute the fact that he did that in an illegal manner, Jim.
Right, I think that they were, maybe this was an attempt to cover that up. Maybe it was an attempt to distract away from it and allow him to go forward. But Chiaramella, apparently, as the Ukrainian expert on the NSC staff and as one of the analysts with the Brennan CIA, worked with Biden. So it appears that maybe they thought they were going to try to deflect and detract and taint the president with this accusation. And I think that's where they made the huge mistake, because Trump actually released the transcript, something he didn't use executive privilege. Mm-hmm. I think that, but they were down that road and they couldn't back off on it. And now they're attempting to convince everybody with the imagery, with the black cloth for the vote on Wednesday, to the republic for which it stands, and wrapping themselves in the American flag like they're some sort of committed constitutionalists all of a sudden. The same people that have been trying to change the Constitution in many, many ways. So I think they overshot, and they didn't ignore. I really do believe that they were trying to do something to deflect away from the Ukrainian issues, because those were serious, and that goes back to the campaign of 2016.
Now, what I find to be really interesting here is the Russian collusion thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. That has been totally factually debunked. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
2.5 years, $35 or $40 million worth of investigation, completely
right.
Debunked.
Yeah.
With an entire core of anti-Trump lawyers doing the investigations.
Right.
So that even lends, you know, more credibility to the fact that they couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. I guess.
So now we've got, what we've got now, though, Al, is we've got actual legitimate investigation from the Inspector General with the Hornets report, and now we've got a lot of information that's beginning to come out where Durham is going with his investigation and expanding it beyond just the administrative processes within the DOJ and the FBI, and actually going to criminal investigation and connecting with other people outside of the country that were involved in that. This is where the Democrats are actually scrambling and struggling and very afraid of what's going to happen. And, of course, they've been attempting to control the message and control the media and control the American public for far too long, and I think they've overshot. I just think they thought they could do it, and with all the media support, and I think they've really made a dumb mistake here.
You know, I have to tell you, I agree with you at this moment in time. All I can do it right now is say that I just pray to God that this thing doesn't turn out in the Democrats' favor. I don't see how it can. And I tell you, I'll make another comment here. And I would love to get opinions from Mr. Moriarty, from B, and from virtually everybody on the site. Eddie, I feel very strongly that the Democratic Party is now, on a whole, going to look very, very closely at the gang led by Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, you got a bartender who is a bartender with no political experience, and she has basically taken over the emotions of a part of the Democratic Party. And I think what's going to happen right now with the intelligent Democrats is they're going to look for a way to eliminate this particular faction. As Peggy Noonan said in deliberations, which was published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, craziness is not going to win.
No, I agree completely. And I think what's happening right now, you can see it with the candidates. They're getting much more vicious. If you paid any attention or saw any of the clips from the debates last night, they're beginning to attack each other fairly strongly. Mm-hmm. So the cannibalization has begun. They're attempting to move more towards the center, but they've already set themselves up so far to the left to appease, appease the Twitter mob and the AOC extremists. Mm-hmm. And I think the wiser, more sophisticated Democrats are going to start looking at the numbers, and they're going to start cutting themselves away from those type of people. And I think they'll sacrifice them. I think Tlaib, she's got some difficult issues to face. I think AOC has some difficult issues with campaign finance fraud issues that she's under investigation for. And, of course, Ilhan Omar and this crazy, you know, divorce, marriage, affair with one of her staffers, paying staffers money, whether or not she was actually legally married to another guy, fraud on the U.S. government. Those things may, you know, that could be the way that the Democrats say, okay, we censor and start cutting them away. And I think the cannibalization begins soon.
Jim, we're kind of winding down here, and I really want to make this one point that's critical to me, and that is, as you know, I'm a real believer in two things, class and character. When you have a duly elected politician that says on the record, as Fox played last night, we're going to impeach the mother effer. When that comes from a sophisticated politician, people are going to stop and think, is this the type of government that I want to support? Jimmy, we're down to 3 seconds. I want to give you the final, not three, 10. I want to give you the final word, bud.
Well, let's just hope that they fail.
And that's really about all you can say.
Yeah, that's about it.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics. You know, I saved this particular segment for the last. I don't want to say the last is best because I don't want to offend any of our other really great guests that we've had on the show this week, but I've got Dr. John Huber on the line with me. Ryan McCormick, who's a great publicist, sent me a subject that John felt would be appropriate to talk about this time. The percentage of people, John, in the United States, this is according to you, the percentage of people in the United States who are meaningfully depressed because of the political situation is extremely high. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think that percentage is about 60%. Is that correct?
Actually, it's higher than that. I think the actual percentage is 78%, so it's 8 out of 10 people.
I want you to talk about that, and because I want to give you my input on that. But go ahead first. You first. You're the boss.
All right. What's basically happened is, you know, it used to be things like, you know, workplace employment, workplace stressors, you know, issues with, hey, I got work, I might get fired, that kind of stuff. Then second typically was some sort of home relationship issue. And, you know, then the third one was health. Those used to be the top three. Right now, those are all about 48 to 51%. They are far outshadowed by the stress that is caused by what's going on in politics today. You know, I just told you, 78%, 8 out of 10 people are significantly stressed out by political news, political behavior, what's going on. And what has kind of happened is if you look at our print news, it has pretty much gone away. We used to have a 24-hour news cycle because your newspaper would come in,
right,
and it was subscription-based. So, you know, they didn't have to depend upon you going and buying the paper from your local convenience store or grocery store or newsstand every day. It would show up at your door, and it got printed up the night before and delivered to you every morning.
Right.
Well, that 24-hour news cycle has gone away because everybody stopped paying for their subscriptions, and the bottom fell out of the newspaper industry. We had a significant, like, 80% drop in newspaper employees in about a 24-month, 30 to 36-month period of time when social media kicked in. And we found out that the way that the news print now, the news outlets, whether it's Washington Times, the New York Post, whatever, they make money through click-through ads online.
Right.
So we've gone to a 15-minute news cycle. And the reason why is you click on that bullet headline, and it pops up their little web page, and there's three or four little ads there, and they get a quarter cent for this one, an eighth of a cent for that one,
mm-hmm.
you know, a half a penny for that one. And they can't make a living off a half a cent. So they want you to click on that as many times during the day as they can. So they don't even change the story 90% of the...
You're kidding.
They just change the headline bullets and send them out. And they know that people respond to emotion. So they make them as negative and hateful as they possibly can get away with, because the person at home sitting there or at work, and they see this thing pop up, and they want to click on it because they're angry. They want to see what it is. Oh, I've already seen that story, and they turn it off. And then it pops up on another social media app. And the newspapers are making more money than ever now. They have fewer employees, and they don't have production like they used to. The overhead cost of printing presses and like that are non-existent for the most part. And it's at the cost of the American psyche. That same situation is created by the social media apps themselves, because they have algorithms in there that keep you from being inundated by information you don't like, because they want you to keep staying on their app, whether it's Instagram mm-hmm. or Facebook. They don't want you to go to a different app. So they look at what you like, and they filter out things you don't like. So differing opinions never get to you. So you start to think the whole world thinks exactly like you do. And it's kind of a pseudo groupthink. All of a sudden you think everybody around you feels and thinks the same way you do. So when somebody stands up or that filter doesn't work and you get input from somebody else that has a different point of view, you take it personally, and that fight or flight mechanism kicks in. The blood flow gets redirected from your frontal lobe, where your executive rational thoughts happen, to your limbic system, where it's all emotion, and it just becomes a vicious cycle, and it's personal this time.
John, we're about halfway through. We got about 5 minutes left. I want to bring up a subject that I was chatting about this morning with a colleague of mine, and that subject was a gentleman who was on the show earlier. I believe he was in segment 5 and 6, which is 1 and 2 on politics, is the founder of an organization called MadeInUSA.org, and he mentioned the fact that 80% of our pharmaceuticals come from mainland China. And I thought, gee, that's pretty scary. And I was really kind of obsessing on that for a while. The reason I think that's kind of scary is China isn't exactly an ally of ours, or in the future they probably will not be an ally of ours. And I thought to myself, my gosh, you know, we've got a situation where 80% of our pharmaceutical drugs are coming from a country that could be a rather formidable foe of ours. And I was really worrying about it. I brought up that subject to a colleague of mine, and he said, you know what, he said, the conclusion that I came to when you hear things like that is purely and simply, you're going to go crazy if you worry about it. I, as a human being, cannot control that, so I don't even worry about it. Is that possible, John?
Yes and no. I have, you know, doing what I do, I have a lot of connections with pharmacists, compounding pharmacists. We have one that I use for my practice. And we refer people to that makes the drugs right there. So I don't really I'm not really concerned with China, as long as the core materials are available for that pharmacist to go into his laboratory and have his people make them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're double and triple checked, and there's quality. I mean, I've gone through his laboratory. It's impeccable. It's amazing the quality checks that they have that are, you know, far and exceed what the FDA wants. In fact, the big pharmacy is now trying to shut down independent pharmacists to do that. And that's what we used to have before we had, you know, the Walgreens and the, and, you know, of the United States and the Walmarts and all that. we had these independent pharmacists who the doctor would write a script and they would make the drugs for the doctors. And it's amazing how we can get, I mean, I get five different medications for a patient put down in one or two tablets instead of five or six different tablets having the pharmacist custom make the medication. Mm-hmm. And it's oftentimes significantly cheaper than having five different drugs when you're only having to pay for two. And insurance companies pay for it. They don't like it because they've got contracts with these PRBs, which are actually buying organizations that buy the drugs, then sell them to all the different pharmacies. And they take a $50 drug that would be a $50 drug at the pharmacy. They bump it up and take their money out of the middle. And now it's a $250 drug for you and me when it should have been $50. So I'm more worried about that.
Well, but what I'm talking about, though, is, among other things, there are some real crazy things going on in the U.S. of A right now, and this is only one of them. And what my friend, again, was saying was, if there is a situation that you absolutely have no input into, you simply can't worry about it. Give me your thoughts on that statement, John.
Well, it's kind of a bad idea to stress out about things you have absolutely no control over. And we do that in therapy all the time. You know, people are worried, you know, I don't like to stand up in front of people because what if they think I'm not smart or whatever. You know, you can't control that. And you're not going to make everybody happy. I mean, that's why we have narcissists who become famous and then they end up committing suicide because they're so worried all of a sudden they realize, wait a minute. And the thing they should be worried about is, am I proud of what I'm doing? Do I believe in what I'm saying? Do I believe my job is a good job as an actor or a politician or a doctor or a professor? And if you do, you know, you can't please everybody. You need to please yourself. Life is too short. If not, you drive yourself crazy worrying about things you have absolutely no control over. So in that sense, I totally agree with that. But I think if we go to the voting booths, you know, and we vote, we can have an impact and eventually change things, but it's not going to be fast.
Not going to be fast. John, I've got to take a break here. We're at the end of the time for the show. I want to say two things. Number one, this show is airing on Saturday and Sunday, depending on the city that you are in. For the Jewish folks out there, we've got a lot of guests who fall into that category. I know that Hanukkah parties are starting this weekend. It is the season. And for my Christian friends, a very, very Merry Christmas. John, you're a good guy. Thanks, my friend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.